News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, Solid Conservative, just plain right, 4:35 p.m. right now. Some of you guys are hitting that afternoon drive, and I'm going to be honest with you, you need to be careful in this weather. We got huge wind gusts, rain coming and going, and they're saying this is going to continue on with chances of tornadoes and straight line winds that could be, you know, up to 70 miles an hour between now and by 8 o'clock. So on that afternoon drive, be careful going home. Hey, let me tell you guys about something coming up I want to make sure you're aware of. Love to meet some of my Right Side ruffians. Some of you folks out there in the audience, you know, I hear you on the phone when you call in. I get your emails. I know you're listeners. Some of you I've never had a chance to actually communicate with directly, but I know you're there because we know the ratings of the show. All that to say, on March the 10th, at Burritt on the Mountain, that's Montesano Mountain, right there in the Huntsville region, Burritt on the Mountain, starting at 6 p.m. with a reception followed by a 7 p.m. dinner. The Alabama Policy Institute, of which I am a part, is hosting an event designed just to promote conservatism. I am the keynote speaker for that event. Love for y'all to come out. I mean, what a great chance to celebrate being conservatives, to being Right Side ruffians, if you will. And by the way, my Right Side listeners get a discount on the tickets. And seats, there's limited seating. So if you want to go online to our website, rightsideradio.org, rightsideradio.org, click on the button right there at the top above the photographs that says, the Huntsville 2022 event. And if you type in the promo code RIGHTSIDE, type in the word RIGHTSIDE when you're checking out, your ticket's half price. We're not doing that for everybody in the world, just for the folks who hear me talk about it here on the radio. So I found out, I talked to Meredith, who's down there at the API, the Policy Institute office yesterday. I said, hey, did you get any ticket sales? She did. She got several yesterday, right after I began talking about it. So yeah, folks, listen, go to rightsideradio.org, click on the button that talks about the Huntsville event in March next month. I'm the keynote speaker. Love to have you there. Use the promo code RIGHTSIDE. Get your ticket at half price. Hey, listen, you want to call in? We got a little time right now. 866-494-9866. Anything we've talked about, call in and give me your thoughts. I'd love to hear whether you think that, you know, how do you feel about state action? How do you feel about state inaction, for that matter? Do you think that the legislature is doing a good job by, you know, taking a pass on school choice, it looks like? That story broke a few minutes ago when Charlene sent me that update. What about the fact that I talked about teaching what with public dollars? Socialism seminars, touting China as a model, being taught at the Pentagon, drag queen story hour being on PBS. How do you feel about the fact that Confucius Institutes funded by China are in our state-funded universities? How do you feel about these things? What are they teaching with public dollars? So all that and anything else we talked about on the Grand Council, just call in right now if you want to, 866-494-9866. 866-494-9866. Listen, I got some stories here in the next part of my Triple Dipper. I'll spend a few minutes just talking about this. I'm calling this whole section, number three on the Triple Dipper, a blow-by-blow in the culture war. Things are happening around this nation right now. And by the way, remember that if you heard the early part of the show, in my monologue, I talked about the legacy of Limbaugh, Rush Limbaugh, and how he taught us to stand up to leftists. In some ways, his legacy was a part of the movement that became the Tea Party. It became, you know, the Reagan Republicans. It literally was the ability to phrase and to act upon conservatism in a respectful and professional and influential manner. One of the things that he taught us to do was stand up. And so right now, conservatives are trading body blows with leftists. We're not just taking it laying down anymore. Classic story right now, though, is one we got to watch. The soft-on-crime stuff that's happening left and right with DAs and weak-kneed mayors and others who are making it easy for criminals and hard for victims. One of the most recent and most egregious stories I've seen came out yesterday. This came off of National Review, which you can find it in quite a few different reporting agencies. BLM, Black Lives Matter, BLM pays $100,000 bond for the release of an activist charged with attempted murder of a Louisville mayoral candidate. This boggles my mind. So the Louisville, Kentucky chapter, according to Post 8 yesterday here, the Louisville, Kentucky chapter of Black Lives Matter raised and paid $100,000 bail Wednesday for the release of a jailed activist who was charged with the attempted murder of a mayoral candidate. Apparently he walked in, he's 21 years old, he walked into the mayoral candidate, Craig Greenberg, he's a Democrat, walked into his office on Monday and fired five times, grazed the candidate, but nobody was actually injured. It's all on camera, witnesses. He was arrested. He's out on bond the next day because Black Lives Matter made sure he got out of jail. Statement made by Metro Council President in Louisville, David James, is, quote, "It's unfortunate Mr. Brown has been bailed out of jail due to his propensity to violence. I think it's irresponsible, and I hope those who contributed to posting this bond are prepared to be held accountable if Mr. Brown injures someone while out." That's amazing to me. Amazing. Well, I got some callers. Let me go jump on those real quick. Copper, I'll take line two. Larry from Huntsville. Hey, Larry, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, first and foremost, what you're talking about with Black Lives Matter and all these DAs, the DAs need to be held accountable as well. If something happens when these people get out of jail, they need to be publicly exonerated, and they need to actually probably be having charges pressed against them themselves. But well, that brings me to Xi and Jinping, Wing Ting, whatever his name is over in China, and Justin Trudeau. I think you're just going to have somebody rise up against them, to be quite honest with you.
You say rise up, you talk about like the truckers' convoy in Canada, or what are you talking about?
I'm talking about you're going to have to put them dogs down like they got rabies, because that's what they got. You know it as well as I do. Them boys, they need to go to prison. They need to be taken out of their positions. You ain't going to do it in China because, you know, I mean, Joe Biden supports China. The rest of our idiots support him too.
Well, I mean, in Trudeau, I mean, the reality is Trudeau is getting major backlash just from his own community, and I think his chances of re-election are about zero right now.
You know, you want to say that, but you got this liberal leftist mindset. They don't care who it is. They do the same thing every time. They'll still vote for him because they just refuse to vote for somebody who has any sense. I mean, we see it every day in America. Every time there's an election, you look at Chicago. Chicago, half the people that live in Chicago, they ain't happy about the crime that goes on there, but they'll still keep voting them dumb Democrats in.
You're not wrong, Larry. You're not wrong, man. Hey, good call, Larry from Huntsville. Thank you for being in the audience. You are definitely a Right Side ruffian. Appreciate you. Let me jump on line four. My friend Kirby from Harvest is on. Hey, Kirby, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm sorry to bother you again, but
no,
I could not,
you're not bothering me
when you talked about all these things like, oh, the virtues of socialism and communism being taught in our country, you know, at taxpayers' expense. Let me observe, too, that speaking of governments, we know that a monarch is a great monarch if it has a perfect king. You know, like if you compare the monarchy in England when we left under King George Hanover with the future monarchy in Jerusalem under Yeshua HaMashiach, that's Jesus the Messiah. Well, we'll see, with Jesus, you've got a perfect king. When you have a perfect king, everything is going to be done right. We'll see, we don't have perfect kings on this earth right now. So our governmental system, just by way of review, you know, you have a bicameral legislative body. You got a body that has two senators per state, and then you have a body that has representatives that has, I'm assuming, what you might call a proportional number of representatives per the size of the population of each state. So you consider those two factors in your legislative area, and you have, you know, a judiciary and an executive. It was all designed, I've read the history of this very carefully, there were very heated arguments about how it all be done by people like James Madison and others. There were heated discussions about how it ought to be done, painstaking design work.
Yeah.
And yet, people want to get an idea like socialism or communism. You know, I worked in an electronics lab, and a technician friend of mine named Tom, who used to work with me, we talked about this. It would be like building an electronic circuit that doesn't work and saying, okay, let's put it up on top of the cabinet, and we'll come back next week and try it again. Maybe it'll work by then. And it doesn't work then. Well, okay, put it back on the cabinet. We'll leave it another year and see if it works.
It's never worked anywhere.
And that's what I'm noticing about this socialism and communism. It's just another idea that they put on top of the cabinet, pull it down, hook the test equipment up to it, and oops, it doesn't work now. I'm like, when are they going to figure out it don't work, Jack?
I know, Kirby. You got that. You make a great point. I said that earlier in the show. Socialism has failed everywhere it's tried, in large part because they eventually run out of other people's money, and it's amazing to me that we keep going down that road. But hey, Kirby, I got another caller on the line. Let me grab them before I hit a break. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you being in the audience as always and calling in with good words. Let me jump over there real quick and grab line five before we go to a break. Gary from Huntsville. Hey, Gary, Phil Williams on the right side. How you doing today?
Hey, Phil, doing well. I just wanted to comment. Y'all were talking about the advertisements a few minutes ago, the radio and TV ads.
Yeah.
The governor's poor Joe, bless his heart ad.
Yeah.
Political ad I've seen in years, maybe decades.
Do you think, you know, let me ask you this, because the ad doesn't really do anything except poke fun at President Biden. Does it do anything for policy?
She's not running against Biden, which is unfortunate, you know, but you got to love the ad though.
Oh, the ads, it's a salt of the earth ad. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's funny. It has the desired effect of trying to soften her up in the eyes of the people, but it doesn't do much for policy though, really, does it?
No, it doesn't. But you know, she's going to be running on her, what she's done for the state in the 5 years she's been in office. Talk about somebody who could qualify as being called the accidental governor. Wasn't she a Democrat?
I don't think she was ever a Democrat. If she was, I don't recall that. She was the lieutenant governor, and then she was the treasurer prior to that.
She was lieutenant governor, right.
Yeah. Yeah, I served with her. She presided over the Senate when I was there.
That was supposed to be her last job in politics, and lo and behold, here she is. Running again, no less.
No less. Hey, Gary, got to run to a break, man. Appreciate you calling in. Gary from Huntsville, thank you much. All right, Copper, yeah, we're moving to a break. We're going to come back and wrap it up. Big doings, folks. Lots of things happening. Stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN Phil Williams Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Gonna take another call here in just 1 second, but before I do that, let me just remind you, if you're having heating and air trouble, or just heating and air servicing, or you need a heating and air installation, gas or electric, it does not matter whichever one, 6 days a week you can call Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. 6 days a week. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, they serve Huntsville, Madison, all the surrounding areas. And listen, they're like a one-stop shop. And when they come out there, by the way, they're going to give you a free estimate. No upsells, a free estimate of what you need before they do any work at all. They're an owner-operated, veteran-owned business right here in our area, serving, like I said, Madison, Huntsville, all the surrounding areas. James Vandergrift himself, the owner of Vandy's, he's a veteran of the war in Afghanistan, and many thanks for that. Listen, if you need heating and air work, HVAC needs, all of it, call them today. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. That's Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Let me grab a call real quick before we run out of time. Mark from Owens Crossroads. Hey, Mark, Phil Williams on Right Side. Thanks for holding on during the break. How are you?
Yeah, no worries. Thanks, Phil. First off, I want to thank you for that awesome T-shirt. I love it.
Good deal. Glad you like it.
And so with KIV, I'm new to Alabama, about 9 months or so. I came up from Florida.
Right.
And what I noticed as someone new getting into Alabama politics is KIV just seems a little, I don't know, I don't say in a derogatory way, but maybe she's getting a little old for the job. I served in the military like you, Phil, and you know, to lead, you got to lead from the front. And I don't see that from Kay Ivey. I don't know if it's because she's tired, but she is not leading from the front, kind of like DeSantis is down in Florida.
Yeah.
And that said, this school thing, she's had plenty of opportunities to put a crush on it. And when I see some of these liberal states doing it before she can make a move and put out even a simple executive order, it just... it really loses a little faith with her and other things that she could have done that I don't feel she's done.
Yeah, Mark, you've been here 9 months, but you have certainly observed, and your points are well taken. And so here's the deal. Kay Ivey, wonderful person, long history in state politics, but I don't think age is per se the issue as much as it is she just appears to be tired. She's trying not to ruffle feathers, that it feels like, and I think the job of governor is to sometimes go out there and ruffle some feathers. I mean, yeah, you know, you got to love them enough to make them mad at you once in a while. And she's choosing her moments carefully, so carefully that I feel like she's abdicating some of her authority.
Yeah, and one more thing, Phil. What's Dale going to do when you take over Alabama's most trusted? That's about it. Thanks, buddy.
That's Dale's title. I can't have it. Hey, Mark, thanks for calling in. Mark from Owens Crossroads. Appreciate your service too, brother. Listen, folks, as we head out for the day, some of you guys are getting in the car right now. Let me encourage you, as you're driving home, you're thinking, okay, it's raining, I don't feel like going home and, you know, having to cook the big meal, the power may be out. One of your options, Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations, Hughes Road in Madison and the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. I mean, I'm saying their menu is incredible. And you may want to stop in the morning on the way in, you know, the Friday drive coming in. You may want to stop and get you, rather than just having the Keurig cup of coffee that you made and took to work, you might want to stop at Just Love Coffee Cafe and get like an epic cappuccino. Or, you know, even they have iced coffee for that matter. Just Love Coffee Cafe, one of our sponsors, one of our team members. They support this show. You support them. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. This is Right Side Radio, and we are indeed solid conservative and just plain right. Copper and I will be back here again tomorrow at 2. Right now, you got the great one, Mark Levin, up next. Have a great night.